of classic fairy tales begin with Once Upon a Time. But here's a story of a growing business in Ely, Minnesota that begins with
Once Upon a Time, and at this point we disagree about where this happened, but Brian said, wouldn't it be funny if we made cranberry apple granola and called it crapola? And turns out it was funny.
This week, we're talking to Brian and Andrea Strom, who decided to turn a humorous moment into a viable granola business.
Anyways, Brian decided to pursue getting a trademark on the name. And then when we got it, we had to use it pretty quickly, or we lost it.
Brian is originally from Wisconsin, and Andrea was born in Michigan. But when she was young, her family moved to Florida. After college, they met when they were both teaching environmental education in Hudson, Wisconsin.
None of our childhood or upbringing or parental influences had anything to do with our direction, I think, our career moves. We were just both suburban kids, yeah. Really, that just went to college, got our four-year degrees in natural resource conservation and biology, and you know, so kind of a natural history, science-y background. Then we fell into environmental education together. That's where we met.
Their common interest in the food supply motivated them to experience farming firsthand as interns on a farm in Maine.
That really influenced our beliefs about food and nutrition and treating the entire farm as an ecosystem, as a whole, complete system.
We moved to Ely. We had lived here a winter before our farming adventures out east. We really liked Ely. We had friends here. There's great culture in this town. There's a lot of interesting folks and things that happen here. And it has this great season called winter, which we also liked.
Once they got a trademark for crapola, they had 6 months to produce a product to secure the trademark. But first, they had to learn how to make really good cranberry apple granola.
So with no funding, no plan, no nothing, we just decided to start a business based entirely on the humor of the brand name that we invented. And so
It has definitely been an evolving product, too, especially that first summer. I think the recipe changed 10 or 12 times as we kind of figured out what we liked and what was working and what wasn't working and what ingredients we needed to use and changed quantities. And it also turned out to be the first summer of Ely's Farmers Market. So lucky for us, we had a venue to sell our still in process developing granola recipe. So we did. We borrowed a kitchen that first summer. One of the businesses in town was kind enough to let us use their kitchen. We went in like after hours, after 8 o'clock at night, I think, on a Monday evening, finished up midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and sold out the next night at the farmer's market.
People loved it immediately, and it helped us get into the stores locally. And after getting into the stores locally, stores from outside the region, co-ops in Grand Marais and Duluth were calling us because they had heard about our product. And so it was kind of surprising that a couple amateurs like us with zero marketing got a product on store shelves.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm in Ely, Minnesota, talking to Brian and Andrea Strom, the inventors and makers of crapola. As much fun as they've had dreaming up this business, there is one thing that's crystal clear. They take their products seriously.
One thing I think that really helped us in the beginning establish ourselves was that we said, let's not just make this a novelty based entirely upon the joke inherent in the name. Let's make a really good product. We decided to have the brand represent not just our sense of humor, but also our values as it relates to sustainable agriculture.
Crapola uses only the best organic grains and ingredients, obtained locally if possible, or hand-selected from other regions.
My favorite way to get an ingredient is to go pick it up from where it comes from, the people who grew it or produced it, and shake their hand and meet them and know them and how they do it.
True to their original sense of humor, The Stroms have had a lot of fun naming additional products.
Well, our original flavor is the cranberry apple, so that's how it got its name, cranberry apple granola, turned into crapola. Then, a year or two later, we said, let's come out with a second flavor. What should we call it? How about number two? And so number two was a cranberry orange variety.
In the summer, Ely is a vibrant, unique little town that has mastered offering the Northwoods experience to visitors. Crapola gets noticed.
We were surprised even later when, Jay Leno used to have his bit on his show when people would find funny things in the newspaper and send in the clippings. So Crapola was in an ad in the local newspaper at a grocery store, and someone sent that in, and he read it on the Tonight Show. And we didn't even have a website at that point or any way to capitalize on that.
I met the Stroms as they were preparing to open a new bakery and coffee shop. The shop is in an old building that's been recently restored. Their space has a commercial kitchen and an oven for preparing granola. Last year, they prepared over 50,000 pounds of crapola. This year, even more. And this new bakery has a really sweet coffee shop.
We had a real nice direct relationship with our customers at the farmers market, and we lost that once we went wholesale because there's a middleman who sells it to the store, and we don't see them anymore. And so we were sort of spending all of our time working by ourselves. It was kind of a lonely job.
This growing enterprise in a tiny town on the edge of the wilderness blows my mind.
The way we started our business was, I said, you know what would be funny? You know? It's. And then from there, we reverse engineered everything else. We came up with a recipe. We came up with a whole product line now of flavors that, use humor to illustrate the benefits of fiber in your diet. And it's a challenge to make a living, I'll say that,
For Brian and Andrea, it isn't just about making cereal. They're raising two small children, 3 and almost 6, and want to play a part in creating a better world for them and for all of us.
Yeah, I agree. I hope so. I think that's the only, sustainable direction we can go in. I think that it all comes back to that again. What are we doing now, and how does it impact the future? And can the changes we make now make the future a better place for us and our kids?
With The Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.